001.
Okay. Where are we? Chavos Halvavos. Single minded, which is purpose, Shariyah Ramaisa. So, Perek Revi, page Kuf Samach Tes. So, he said there's three things that drag you away from this Yichud HaMaisa, from being single minded in your. And doing what's right only Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. One is lack of hakara, lack of knowledge, lack of internalizing the knowledge of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, how He controls everything, because we really know it, but we sort of know it, and we don't really, we know it, but still, I mean, what am I? You know, who's going to... I can't get that person angry. He's going to mess me up. I have Hashem. Doesn't, if you obey Hashem, so you're not going to determine your actions if you're going to get someone upset or not. But, authority. So, in other words, it boils down to we don't really... We don't really, really believe in the bottom of our hearts that everything that happens is Hashem's will. We assign kochas to other forces, and therefore we base our actions on those other forces. I can't cross this person. I can't get this person upset at me. I can't do something that's going to make this person not hold with me, not like me. Say, what's the difference? That person is just a puppet of Hashem. He is not going to affect your life a kihuzeh whatsoever. You say, that's nice in theory, but you don't really expect me to. So that's the first problem, is that we don't really, and this he calls avodah zara. He calls it similar to avodah zara, because that's what it is. It's not recognizing choser hakara. And as much as we believe it and say it, and we say Shema Yisrael every day, but it's a very, very difficult thing to attain and to internalize and to believe and to live according to that. So that's the first thing. He says, "V'chachadav b'obed alila." We'll start with that again. Shlo hevil l'kach. Well, what brings a person to be avodah zarah? Because he assigns power to other forces. Ela'iyadiyosu es Hashem yisadar v'yisroma. So he assigns forces to the avodah zarah. He assigns koach to these forces. So he's oved them, because and so we're oved people. We're oved people. When you base your actions upon people's reactions and what people will think of you, so then you're being oved people, not oved Hashem. The af odif oved ho alila malachonif barbot dvorim. In fact, there's four ways in which an oved avodah zarah is better. Number one, shadid alilim is man hazeh. Ain't a muzer al avodas alilim al yedei navi. It's very hard to tell an oved avodah zarah he's wrong. I said last week, like he's living a spiritual life. He might even be doing everything you're doing. He's worshiping. He's into it. So you need a navi to shake him up and tell him what he's doing is wrong. You need a navi to show him that he's pursuing false gods. You don't have a navi. Sheyavarlo hefset svaroso ba'oso suvamoso. There's no one to show him he's wrong. He looks at himself like avul hamachnif b'das Hashem, but someone who is a machnif, someone who doesn't have yichud ha'maisa, someone who acts without yichud ma'isa. So you could show him. It's not so hard to show him what he's doing is wrong. He knows he's not supposed to be. He knows he's not supposed to be caring about what people do or say or think. He knows that, at least he's not going to admit it. He knows he didn't internalize it. He doesn't live it. But he knows that people can't affect his life. And over the Zohar, so you have to somehow demonstrate it. So it's much harder to demonstrate it to an Ovid Abu Dazara than it is to someone who lives this life of a machnif. So we know sheet of Zosar. So he knows a person. Why should he care about what a person is? Shalom l'ftoach al zulaso. So it's easy to demonstrate and give him mussar and show him. So, and still, you know, if you realize it yourself, it's not such a big subtle thing. It's maybe very, very hard to tear yourself away from living like that, because we all do thousands of times a day. We do things because of a reaction that it'll solicit. But at least, but you know, you can talk to the person, and but still he does it. He's aware that he, if you stop and think, but an Ovid of a deserves, in a way it's harder. Vahasheni, Shovid Alilim, Ovid will be Shane and Mori Tashem. Right? So he's Ovid Eitz to heaven, he's Ovid nature, he's Ovid whatever he's Ovid. So at least he's not Ovid, it's only Mori Tashem. But if you're Machnif people, so you can end up being Machnif and Michal Shabbos, you can end up being Machnif a Rosha, you can end up being Machnif a wicked person, because you're afraid what he can do to you. So that's much worse. Who knows? You could end up giving koach and power and assistance and merits to a wicked person if you live the lifestyle of a machnif. Aval hamachnif b'das Hashem oved l'mi she'ein amorid b'Hashem u'lami she'morid bo mibnei adam. That's much worse. At least oved amorid b'zara, so there's this harmless idol that he's bowing down to, harmless, whatever he built. But a machnif is giving koach to wicked people, to evil people. Vashlishi shovid alilim obey davarechot belavad. You know, usually you have one main avodah zara. Aval hamachnif ain't sof l'ne'avodah. Right? Whoever is supplying you with money, this particular tekufa of your life, whoever's paying the bills, whoever's signing the checks, whoever can decide whether or not you're going to get whatever you need from the government office. So anybody who could decide anything in your life, so. And so for Nevada, whoever that particular day or week is seemingly controlling your life, that's who you're going to be obeying that particular day or week. So, and so for Nevada, that's much worse. At least an Ovid Avodah Zarah has one focus. The Machnif ain't so for Nevada. He's worshiping hundreds. I'm saying whoever paid the bills that week. Baravi. Shovid Alilam in a Masvin Yonah Bibnei Adam. He's not a phony. He could stay away from the Avodah of Avodah Zarah because he doesn't hide his actions. Kedesh Yuzaru Menazokov Machmas Pirsum Firosu Bashem. At least people know about him and they see him. He doesn't hide it. But the Machnif, everything's hidden. He's wearing a turned up hat. His sitzes are out. He's even learning the whole day, very possibly. He's for sure wearing a long kapata, but his actions are motivated not by yichud ma'aser. His actions are motivated by what he thinks will help him get ahead, what he thinks will make him successful with what he's doing, even if he's doing good things. It's not a chiddush, but that's what he's trying to hammer into us. That you can be doing good things. We're talking about chayvus halvavus. We're talking about yichud ha'maisa. You can be doing the right thing the whole day in terms of actions, but you're doing them for the wrong reason, and that's yichud ha'maisa. That's what he's talking about. So that's not goling. That's very, very hidden. You never know. So you could lead people astray. People could trust someone. He looks. He talks very powerfully. He talks good. He acts, he's even doing good things. And people follow him. And they don't realize that there's a corruption there, the lack of yichud hamaisa, that his actions are motivated by self-interest or by fear of people. And that's his single-mindedness and purpose. And he could lead people, mamish, right into the ocean. People. he could lead people right into the ocean because people follow him. They don't. He looks. Everything's good. You know, everything looks fine. So that's a terrible, terrible danger. He says that's much worse than an Oved Avodah Zarah. At least you know who you're dealing with. So you know, you stay away. And he's using very strong words here. It's not out in the open. So people will gather around him. Everything looks fine. And will enable him. He will be enabled. He will become enabled. The Meshul Yuchal Zulaso, much more than a stranger, much more than a wicked person that you know is wicked, much more than someone that you know to stay away from. Farehu, let's just finish the sentence, please. Farehu, I mean, think of your Rav Ben Avot, right? The Chote Umachli, the picture of the Chote Umachli. He was, right? Everybody knows he was prum, he was great, he had given Shlomo Melech Musar, and he was. Hashem spoke to him, and he was going to be like David HaMelech. He was like it. But his true motivation was this fear that people are going to gravitate to Malchus Mitzvotid, and he's going to become just lose all this political power. And people followed him. If you want to know, like, well, everybody knows that the picture of the Chote Umachti, the quintessential Chote Umachti, is a Rabbi Ben Avot. This is Shariyichar HaMaisa. What was a Rabbi Ben Avot? He was really motivated by self-interest, or Korach. You find it by Korach. So Korach talked through, and he debated, and he had cheshbonus, and from cheshbonus, and he was wonderful, Tavut Chacham, or even think a guy, Shmuel, was going to come out from him. And he led Klal Yisrael astray, and really we know, because we learned Rashi and we learned Chazal, that he was ahead of a motivation of self-interest. So that's why he didn't have Yichud HaMaisa. So, when you don't have Yichud HaMaisa, so today you're putting on tefillin for self-interest. But tomorrow, when the self-interest becomes to not put on tefillin, or to make fun of tefillin, but to not care so much if the top of your tefillin is, you know, Maruba. If you're not motivated by Ratzon Hashem, and you're putting on, you never really thought about it. You know, you're putting on tefillin. Where else are you going to be at 7 o'clock in the morning? You know, your wife doesn't want you to stay in bed. You got to come to shul. You're going to say, where were you? So, you know, you come to shul. This is Hamashim Mulumada. And you put on your tefillin. So you're not going to care so much if the top. You might care if someone notices. Come over to you and say, then you'll care if someone notices. But if no one notices that the ribu of the tefillin is a little chipped off, so if you're not putting on tefillin because it's Ratzon Hashem, and not evil, you know, you're not even evil.
I'm on a rant.
We're not even talking about evil. It becomes evil after a year, after 5 years, after 10 years. In the beginning, it's just lack of Yichud HaMaisa. It's just Chavis HaLovas. I never really thought about it. I go over to my children and say, why am I putting on, why are you putting on tefillin? So the first thing they say, leave me alone. Stop it. Leave me alone. Why do I put on tefillin? So then you'll care if it's Merubah or not. Like the purity of Yichud Maisa is the ability to just say, I'm putting on tefillin because Hashem wants me to. Hashem wants it to be Merubah. End of story. It's an extreme example, but, you know, it's right. An Esther has a black dot on it. Okay, yeah.
How do you think it's going to be just continue doing good things and keep following the book. You know, if you're a bad person and you have good things all day, you'll become a good person.
As I said many times, the Chavis HaLavavis is a safer. It's Avoda. It's Avoda Hashem. This could take you your whole life to attain. But it's a goal to strive towards. It doesn't mean that tomorrow, if you daven with Kavanah, of course, You don't want to be the first one to finish one aspirin in shul. It's a little embarrassing. So it doesn't mean you're an evil person. But if that's the end of your life's goal, then it's very terrible. Then you're falling into lack of yichud ha'maisa, and who knows what that could lead to. You end up davening one day in a minyan, the davening's fast, so you're happy, because now you can go fast, and no one will finish ministering faster, and no one will think poorly of you, because everyone's finishing faster. Your davening is the same davening, it's like, but that's how it is. So you're davening in this shul, so you're davening slower. You're davening faster. It's a goal to strive towards. We're learning the extreme. We're learning laboratory conditions. Even the most extreme lack of yichud ha'maisa, I do things because I want people to hold me. Yeah, that's how everybody starts off life. The child starts off life, he wants his parents to approve of him. The bar mitzvah boy wants his parents to approve of him. As the adolescent gets older, if you're lucky, he cares what his parents think about him, but it shifts to his peers. Slowly, as he gets older, it shifts that he wants his friends to hold of him, and so on and so forth. So it cannot be. It's like candy to a child. That's what the Dutch lawyers want all the law means. We're learning what the purity of avoda is. And therefore, so why it's not no gaya? Parents says it is no gaya, because it's a goal. The problem is, again, of the laboratory conditions, you're supposed to say, okay, we're going to make this a goal, and you know, we're ashamed to do it, but that's how you have to live your life, with a cheshbon ha-nefesh. So you make a goal, you say, okay, I'm going to chart myself in, every month or every year, it's a more short-term goal. I'm going to see if I'm progressing in this inyan. If I'm the same at age 45 as I was at age 35, and I didn't progress, I didn't make any perceptible progress in the inyan of bitachon or in the inyan of yichud ha'maisa, so then we have to start learning for example this twice a week instead of once a week. It's a goal. It's a goal. Certainly, when a person starts off life, you tell them not to care about what people think of him. It's very dangerous. There's very few people who, at the age of 18, are going to do things purely because they're the right thing to do, because it's Ratzon Hashem. It's an avoda of a lifetime. That's the whole thing. It's avoda of an avoda of a lifetime. Okay, good. So. But he speaks very harshly, and when he gets to this fourth point, that the Oved Avodah Zarah you can stay away from because you see what he is, and this person can lead people astray, he talks very, very harshly. He says, "Nareu Hamad VeHachomer Shevaolam." This is the greatest sickness in the world. Who Nikra B'Lashoneinu Choneth? A show off. Well, not Choneth is the flatterer, yoher, as a show-off, arrogant person, umafaten, that's your benamot, and he leads people to shame, people who trust him. I'm saying we're very to have yichud ha'maisa, you have to start off with chayvus halbavus. You have to start off with the realization that our actions are a very small part of what Hashem cares about. That's what the whole foundation of the same chayvus halbavus is. That it's a very necessary layer, and Chas V'Shalom to think you can get away with not being didactic and indictive halacha, which that's also Ratzon Hashem. But the Chavis Halvavos whole sefer is built on the fact, that's why I tell people, I suggest to learn chinuch. At least you learn chinuch by the table every Shabbos or every Shabbos meal. You learn one mitzvah of chinuch. At least your mind starts thinking along the lines of Chavis Halvavos. You start thinking along the lines of the ideas behind all the mitzvahs. Right? You know, everybody kisses, you kiss the mezuzah. How many people, though, think about what's in the mezuzah, you scoop down from 100% to close to 0%. How many people think about, when the last time anybody thought, when the last time people thought about what's in the mezuzah and what it represents, and what's up if it's on my house doorstep? Like, remember, you're supposed to walk around with tefillin all day. So I'm wearing already tefillin. So Parsha Shema Boim Shemoya, I'm wearing a whole day. So what's the idea? So people think it's a shmira.
The
mitzvah, what?
Because of the story.
Yeah, because of all the stories, so we think that the mitzvah of mezuzah is the mitzvah to make Hashem a shomer on our house.
No, that's
a segula. There's a segula in mezuzah that it's a shmira on the house. But that's not what it is. There's something called a house, and it represents something. And just like you put tefillin on your body, you put a mezuzah on your house. It's a whole thing in and of itself. You're putting Hashem in your house, in your reshus, in your home, in your castle, in your makom. You're permeating that with Hashem. And that's separate than you. It's you, your body, that's wherever you are, and then there's your home. You're putting a mezuzah on your house, and the tzitzis, what did it say? Tzitzis the big day, you tefillin berosho, the mezuzah the pischa. That's all. You're supposed to, you're walking around with Hashem a whole day. In every aspect of yourself and of your life. These are chayvus haldovus. So you can't have yichud ha'maisa if you don't start with chayvus haldovus, with the idea, with the concept of chayvus haldovus. That's the sefer. That's why we. Chayim Halavos wrote his sefer to wake people up that most of life and most of what Hashem cares about, and you can quote me, most of what Hashem cares about is Chayim Halavos, not the Maisim. The Maisim are Hashem's way of, Hashem picked these actions to best contain within them the chayvus halvavos. That's what you say about the actions. And he was makbid that you should do it because he created a person and he knows that without these actions it ain't going to happen. That's how he created and structured the person, the world, the universe. So no one hamaisa. So that's how he created it. But it's very much not the point. And this is all besides pure chayvus halvavos, which is avos Hashem. Here is Hashem. And Hashem wants you to walk around with Akaras HaTayv. Chayvus HaLovus, right? You're supposed to walk around with a feeling of Akaras HaTayv, which is the foundation of your Avodah. So saying, Yichud HaMaisa is already after Shaar HaYichud, and Shaar HaBechina, and Shaar HaModus HaMukim, which wakes you up to Akaras HaTayv. And after Shaar HaBitochon, we just keep going weiter because, one day we're going to make a scene, that's all. We're going weiter. You want to know? Yeah, we could sit a whole lives from, I'm sure, we could sit our whole lives on Shaar HaYichud, or on Shaar HaBechina, or on Shaar HaBitochon, or on Shaar HaMitzvot. We're moving weiter. But I'm saying, what am I saying? I'm saying it's a madrega. Wait, let me just finish the thought. I'll never finish the thought. Yeah, what?
So you said on mezuzah that the mezuzah is on your door,
on your house.
Okay, it's for you to remember that you're an Oved Hashem. Okay, but or maybe I'm not saying exactly your words. Okay, but at the same token, don't we, we learn that mezuzah itself is not rooted in the dam on over three sides of the doorpost, which in itself is rooted in the Korban Pesach. How can you protect your home with the dam during the Passover?
Yeah, you're right. Well,
okay, without the Korban Pesach.
Everything you're saying is true. Everything you're saying is true. Everything you're saying is true. And that's why you have to get svarim and pamphlets and booklets, whether it's in Hebrew or in English, about the mitzvah mezuzah. And you can start off with the chinuch, good old chinuch. And read the chinuch of the mitzvah from the original start.
The original mitzvah, as I'm understanding, the korban pesach. Without the korban pesach, the connection between the mitzvah and the mezuzah, in amunah and a kadosh baruch hu.
It's true. There's certainly a connection between the mezuzah and what went on in Mitzrayim, and we have to buy sforim and books to learn and appreciate that connection. You're absolutely correct. That's why we have to learn. And a chanani.
The tefillin.
I mean, I don't know. Do people say the l'shem yichud? Yeah. The funniest thing is when you take chayvus halvavus and you make it into an action. Like the truth is, in the mornings we're very rushed always, and we put on the tefillin. And we say the Yiratza, and it would be very chashuv to stop and reflect what you're supposed to think about when you put on tefillin. And we even say the Yiratza, but then we go through the Yiratza without thinking. People tend to, because they're in a rush. But the funniest thing is to say the Yiratza without reflecting. Okay. So that's number one, is lack of true realization of everything that Hashem is. The second thing that pulls you away from Yichud HaMaisa, he says, very interesting, you don't know the halachas of the mitzvahs. You're not into the, because you don't know what to do. So if you're neglectful to learn Torah, if you're neglectful in learning Torah, so then, but I think the Chavis HaLov is driving at is that if you do think, then you just do things mitzvah sallashim b'lumad. And if you don't learn, and you don't know exactly what you're supposed to do, so you're not going to stay focused that Hashem wants you to do it. Because if Hashem wants you to do it, then naturally you're going to be drawn towards learning the halachas and knowing exactly what it is Hashem wants you to do. But if you're just willing to get by with mitzvah sanoshim alamada, and you're just doing it because that's what everybody around you is doing, and you just want to be part of the crowd, so then you're not going to bother learning the dikduke halachas. Like whatever you can get by with, you'll do mitzvah sanoshim alamada. You'll just do things by rote. So that mental attitude, someone who doesn't care or know. Someone who doesn't know or learn or care about the halachas and the deduke mitzvahs, so that in itself, the Chavis HaLvavus is saying, will draw him away from Yichud HaMaisa. Because then he'll just do things, like I say, Menasachal Chutz, he'll just do things because people are looking, do things mitzvahs on Hashem Ulamanda. Avol mi she'eino yodea mitzvahs Hashem v'torasso, he's not aware of his obligations to Hashem, of all the Protei HaMaisa. So he ain't Maisa Avodasa Tahorim L'Shem Hashem. So like almost automatically, you're not doing it with a purity of purpose for Hashem. You're doing it to get by. Sharei Eni Yodeya Ofanei HaAvoda B'Iker HaMitzvahs. If he doesn't know all the Diktuke Halachas of whatever mitzvah he's doing, so he's not going to be focused on Ratzon Hashem. He's going to be focused on what he can get away with, on what other people are doing, on what it seems like he should do. So that's going to take... He can't be focused on Yichud HaMaisa without being focused on the Dikdukei Mitzvahs, because there are always hundreds, thousands of Pratim doing all the Mitzvahs. So you have to learn the Dikdukei, and then you focus on Ratzon Hashem by learning the details of what you're supposed to be doing. Okay. Thank you.